As we know, the fourth peak, as it is called, of the spiritual exercises covers our Lord's resurrection and his 40 days on earth as the risen Christ. Our present meditation covers three mysteries: our Lord's appearance to the Apostle Thomas, then his giving the supreme authority on earth to Peter, and thirdly, our Lord's command to evangelize the world. Each of these deserves not just one meditation, but a day of meditations. First of all, the Apostle Thomas. We know what happened. For reasons that we do not know, Thomas was absent when our Lord first appeared to the apostles on Easter Sunday night. It is not unlikely that his doubts made him wonder whether he should follow Christ. Not surprisingly, the only evangelist who records Christ's appearance to Thomas a week after Easter Sunday was St. John. St. John the Evangelist was spared martyrdom until the end of the first century. The main reason was that already by the end of the first century, widespread errors had arisen in the church. Sisters, heresy is as old as Christianity. And the principal error, I repeat, already in the first century of Christian history, was the denial that Jesus Christ was really the incarnate God. Christ's divinity was doubted, denied, and hearing by Christians. No words of mine can exaggerate the importance of not just believing, but believing the true faith with conviction. Christ was merciful. He could have let Thomas remain in his doubting condition. Now, just for the record, the Catholic Church teaches that a person becomes a heretic either by denying what God has revealed or even by doubting. To doubt a single article of faith is to become a heretic. Do you hear me? Doubt means withholding consent. It may be true, may not be. I'm not sure. And if I withhold my assent I don't deny. I'm just not sure. If I doubt my faith, hearing, I have lost my faith. Now this needs to be emphasized. We commonly speak of Thomas as the doubting Thomas. More accurately, he should be called the heretical Thomas. As we've said, doubt is the withholding of assent. Denial is a positive refusal to assent. And hearing, whether a person denies or doubts one single truth of revealed faith, that person has lost the virtue of faith. That person ceases to be a believer. As you've been saying during these 8 days, nothing is more basic to our lives as Christians, as consecrated persons, than a strong faith which neither denies nor doubts. There are 3 D's in this connection. Difficulties, doubts and denials. Of course, there are difficulties in believing. Of course, it is not easy to believe that the living God in human form is here in chapel in the Blessed Sacrament. But 1,000 difficulties do not make one doubt. St. Thomas, well, he wasn't a saint yet. Thomas withheld his mind accepting what Jesus had been teaching. Now let's be more clear. It is not only that Thomas doubted Christ's resurrection from the dead. I hope I will be clear. The crowning miracle that Christ performed was his own raising himself from the dead on Easter Sunday. Why did Christ rise from the dead? 1,000 reasons. But one reason, and a fundamental reason, was to make our faith believable. Can people believe unreasonably? Can people believe irrationally?